Espresso English Podcast, Episode 50, Confusing Words, I, Me, My, Mine, and Myself.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
If you're confused by the words I, me, my, mine, and myself, you're not alone. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you the quick and easy difference between them. Let's start with I and me. I is the subject, the person who does the action in the sentence. For example, I gave John the book. The word me is the object. That's the person who receives the action in the sentence. For example, John gave me the book. See the difference? I gave John the book. I am the subject. John gave me the book. Me is the object. Most people get confused when there are multiple subjects or multiple objects in the sentence, but the rule is still true. For example, Dana and I saw Jim at the party. There are two subjects, Dana and I. Dana is a subject, I am a subject, and Jim is the object. So the sentence had multiple subjects. Now let's look at a sentence with multiple objects. For example, the teacher called Sarah and me. The teacher is the subject, and the two objects are Sarah and me. Okay, let's move on to my and mine. We use my before the word and mine after the word. For example, Paul is my friend. Paul is a friend of mine. My friend. My comes before friend. A friend of mine. Mine comes after friend. Those are my glasses. Those glasses are mine. My glasses. Those glasses are mine. Use my before the noun and mine after it. Finally, let's look at myself. The word myself is used in two cases. Myself is used as a reflexive pronoun. That means I am both the subject and the object. For example, I gave myself a haircut. This means I cut my own hair. I gave myself a haircut. We don't say, I gave me a haircut. Again, when I am both the subject and the object, we use myself as the object. I gave myself a haircut. Another example is, I accidentally cut myself with the scissors. I didn't cut someone else, I cut myself. The second case in which the word myself is used is for emphasis, when you really want to emphasize I. For example, I baked this cake myself. Including the word myself means I want to emphasize that I baked the cake and not another person. Here's another example. I know John was at the party because I saw him there myself. This means I saw John at the party with my own eyes. It wasn't somebody else who told me that John was at the party. I saw him there myself. And one more example. Give me the letter. I'll deliver it myself. This means I'll deliver the letter personally. I won't give it to someone else to deliver. I'll deliver the letter myself. And finally, we have the expression by myself, which means alone. For example, I went out to dinner by myself. This means I went out alone, just one person. I didn't have any companions for dinner. So that's the quick and simple explanation about I, me, my, mine, and myself. If you'd like to learn more about confusing words in English, check out my ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. I present a lot of words that English learners frequently mix up and explain the difference with lots of examples. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on eBooks, and look for 600 Confusing English Words Explained. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you in the next episode.
If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.